It's the best of. You've been voting in all week, sending your emails. So here's the clips that you wanted. Carl Pilkington in the chair now. The talked about, the acclaimed Educating Ricky.
Right, well, just in case anyone's new, doesn't normally listen.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm Educating Ricky.
Yeah.
Do a bit of research in a week, find stuff, news, history, anything that's interesting. Three stories, I give them a nice little headline. You take your pick.
Yeah.
Between now and three, you're going to learn three things. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, the headlines are, I'll be no buying one of them.
Give us that again.
I'll be no buying one of them.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. We've also got, Hippopotamus News.
Okay. Okay.
And, Chicken You Believe It.
Chicken You Believe It.
Well, I'm going to go to Hippopotamus News.
Hippopotamus
News.
Right, well, this one, it's, I'm not going to take the credit here. I heard Christian talking about this on Breakfast, right, because it's a good story that happened. Basically, I don't know if I told you about it last week when we were having our spaghetti, but,
No, I think you did.
Right,
I know what it is. I know what this
okay,
is.
Okay, I've not heard this.
Right, there's a little midget. Right, there's a circus.
I'm loving it already.
Circus going on somewhere. I think it was in America.
Yeah.
And,
is that present day or old times?
I'm talking, like, in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Little midget, circus, really packed out show, people are loving it.
Right, Steve, you'll ask the same question I did, I know.
So there's a little midget jumping up and down on a trampoline.
That's what a circus is.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, good money to see it.
So, everyone's clapping, and he's getting carried away.
Because he can't believe he's letting companies. They're loving it. I didn't know they'd like a little person on a trampoline, but they love me.
But you know what it's like when, if there's a crowd of people sort of encouraging you to sort of go higher and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he knew it was getting out of hand. But he was jumping, and he was coming down the road going, higher, and he's going really high in the air, right? So he's doing this, crowd are clapping. There's a hippo, right, just sat next to the trampoline, getting ready to come on and do his act.
Oh, right, I thought he was in the audience.
Getting ready to do his act, Steve.
Yeah.
He's a ventriloquist.
What do you mean he's sitting by the trampoline waiting to do his act?
Because it's
why is he sitting in the dressing room and they go, 5 minutes, Mr. Muss. 5 minutes, Mr. Muss.
So anyway, right? So the hippo's there.
he's getting annoyed, is he? Because the midget's
he's going,
how
can I follow this? How can I? This is really annoying. They're going to be, no.
So
he's thinking, he's already done the trampoline, my pogo stick out, he's never going to work.
Yeah, go on, so there's a hippo waiting. See, it's a great story, and I just know he embellishes it, or it gets slightly wrong. Go on.
So
there's a midget jumping up and down, the hippo's getting annoyed.
The crowd are going mad, the midget's loving it, can't believe his luck. Although we think, you think, he probably knows he's dicing with danger.
Yeah. So, next thing you know, they're all saying hi, hi, hi. He gives it one big, like, heavy sort of landing on the trampoline, goes really high, but goes off at a funny angle.
Oh.
Hypotenuse.
Okay.
Yeah. And sort of flies off.
Hypotenuse!
Sure.
Flies off at a funny angle.
Ooh, dear.
Hippo's there, swallows him whole. Crowd are clapping, thinking that's why the hippo was waiting there.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
It's not rubbish, though.
Maybe there was an accident in a circus with a midget and a hippo, but at no point was this hippo waiting to go on, going, come on. The midget flew off at hypotenuse and landed in the hippo's mouth and was swallowed whole. This is what you embellish it. That is great. And
I have to say, though, Rick, when I heard midget, trampoline, hippopotamus, I was thinking actually waiting to happen.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean,
that you should never put those three together.
Never.
It's a recipe for disaster. Everyone knows that. Midget trampoline hippopotamus. Are you mental?
You're asking for trouble.
Well,
you know, when he told me it, he said, and the midget, he didn't mention the hippopotamus, and he said the midget went on and soon he fell off and the hippo ate him. And I said, sorry, what was the hippo doing there? He went, it's a circus.
I've never heard of a circus having a hippo.
What do hippos do?
What can they do? You can't train them, can you? Aren't they, like, very deadly? They're yeah. huge, aren't
you
they?
You can't have a hippo in a circus. You're not thinking of Zippo.
He's neither clown.
Yeah. It wasn't some sort of where Zippo was eating a midget and it's some sort of horrible sexual act.
No, it was definitely, I heard it on Breakfast, right?
Sorry.
No, it's definitely fact.
Yeah, okay,
it's definitely
right, okay, good. Well, let's play a record then.
104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Stephen Merchant.
Hello.
It's the best of. You've been voting in all week, sending your emails, so here's the clips that you wanted. Me and Carl went out, right? Me and Jane, Carl and Johnny and Gigi, wasn't it?
Gigi?
Is it important who went? No.
Okay.
But we're walking on the street. Carl was there, though, and he can back me up on this. We had a curry. We're walking back. And this little funny homeless fella, didn't he? Mm. I got to tell it before I go, didn't he?
Yes.
he came up to me, right? And he recognised it. And he came up to me and he went, oh! He said, I've just nicked 5 of your DVDs from HMV. And he shook my hand. He was so happy with it. And I went, right, excellent. He went, all I do is I just swing the bag over the top. Like that, when I'm going out. And he had a bag full of DVDs, didn't he? And he was so pleased to tell me that he'd stolen. That great.
He said they're going like hotcakes.
Yeah, he said they're going like, of course they are!
Yeah, you're nicking them.
I know. We get paid for them, though, don't we?
So we, not the stolen ones.
Don't we?
No. What do you mean? Did you sign them for him?
I know you were, you idiot.
What, so, he just nicked 5...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You say he was homeless, was he?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
No. Surely, how would he have seen the show? He just walked past Curry's one
Dixon's.
Morning.
Yeah, the telly idea.
Seen a trailer for it, thought, interesting.
I don't know if he was homeless. I didn't go into his home sure. life.
But, he shook his hand, though, and...
But he made Carl look smart, do you know what I mean?
So,
how does he sell them? Where does he sell them? Does he go up to people and go, do you want an office DVD? They're not nicked.
Yeah.
4 quid.
Yeah, exactly. Are they stolen? No.
No. They've still got the tags on them.
Well, yeah. It's like those people who, you're those cab drivers that you'll meet at sort of 3 a.m, who've just got a car.
Yeah.
And just went out with a car.
Yeah.
And just, I'll pick people up and charge them.
Yeah.
I got in one once, I said to him, the guy just pulled up, I said, he said, I was in, like, East London, going back to, North London. I said, yeah, going to, Swiss Cottage. He went, sure, hop in. We set off, he went, do you know the way? I said, well, not really, no. I thought you'd know the way. You're in a cabbie, aren't you? He went, no, don't really know the way there. I said, have you got an A to Z? He went, no. I thought, well, if you're going to go out just on the, you know, just winging it as a cab driver,
yeah.
Two things, take a map and a torch. He didn't have either. He said, well, I'll probably get to Camden. I said, right, I'll direct you from there. Drove on for about 5 minutes, making conversation. In fact, 5 minutes later, he went, do you know the way to Camden? I thought you knew the way to Camden. I don't really know the way. I thought it was.
Oh.
It was
loot. Let me out.
You know,
4 quid.
Exactly. And that's. I don't know who's got that sort of time on their hands that they just think it's 3 a.m. I'm at a loose end. I think I'll go out doing a bit of cabbing.
Wow. Yeah.
Because your dad was a cabbie, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Couldn't stand it, but it's good money.
He was he wasn't like a chancellor.
What was he doing when he put that little Forrest Gump in a weedy bin?
That was part of the cab company thing. They had to do like a charity event once a year, and he did it 1 year. Never asked him again.
Tell us the story again.
I'd rather not. Because we got a few sort of complaints about it.
Why? Why did you get complaints about it?
Because he put a kid in a bin, and it's not the thing to do. So.
But we could use it as a sort of sobering lesson for people.
Yeah, tell it like a, you know, don't yeah. You shouldn't do it.
No, but that's how I did it last time, but people still didn't like it. All the stuff I tell you, we don't take the mickey out of people on purpose.
No.
It's real life, isn't it? And that goes on in life.
Yeah.
My dad was saying that in hospital, though. Do you know I was in hospital?
Yeah.
You know, he did some jokes about old people and that. And he said, at the end of the day, if something makes you laugh, it's funny.
Do you know what I mean?
So, what are you meant to do? And yeah. Laughing's good for you.
Yeah.
So,
even but being laughed at isn't as good for you, is it?
No, but there's probably more people laughing at one person, so if you balance it out, there's only one person who's upset and there's a bunch of people laughing. So, it's
genius! Give me an example of that, give me an example.
Well, for instance, Carl Pilkington as he talks and the people listening.
No, give me a little example of, like, so, you know.
I can't, because, again, that's what I'm saying, I can't tell you the story, because there might be someone out there who... this person might even be listening and think, I forgot about that, and you brought it all back to me. Yeah. So, I'd prefer to leave it, but I think people know...
Why did he put him in the bin in the first place?
Because he was getting out of hand.
What was he doing, though?
You see, I can't explain without...
You can't! Don't be silly!
I'd prefer to leave it, honestly.
What was he doing? Was he annoying him?
He was annoying me dad and the other people in the cab.
Right.
And he thought, how can I deal with this before it gets too out of hand?
Yeah.
He pulled over and put the lad in a wheelie bin.
I'm gonna burst.
So we'll leave that.
XFM 104.9. Ricky and I are on holiday. Obviously, it's Christmas time, but Carl is here in the studio. He's pressing buttons. All right, Carl?
All right.
What do you make of the first genetically modified baby?
Oh.
Are you worried about
do
this?
You, do you know what did they do? What?
Let me see what it says here. It
well,
says,
isn't it just choosing the, you know, eye colour?
Well, this is the concern, isn't it? That in the future you'll be able to decide whether it's a boy or a girl, how intelligent it is, what it looks like, is it handsome, is it ugly? Obviously, no one will choose an ugly baby, and so on and so on and so on. And so it means that, you know, where will it lead? Where will it end, Carl? Are you concerned?
I've thought about this a lot.
What will us three look like in the future if they're being, you know, genetically modified beautiful people? What will we be like? How will we be considered in society? True, yeah.
But we've talked about this before, haven't we? About the cloning thing.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird. Yeah. But I don't think it matters because at the end of the day, right, you might look like some other kid, but it's the way you brought up that will change your features and the way you are, you know, your personality.
If you lie, you get a long nose, don't you?
Well, no, but listen, right, because I remember when we, you know, I was growing up on this estate.
This is going to be good. Go
on. No, it's not. It's just an example of how this doesn't work.
Go on.
So we don't need to worry sort of thing.
Sure,
right?
Okay.
So, growing up on this estate, and there was this woman about 4 houses down, right, who's a bit rough, all right?
Didn't fancy her.
Oh, God, no. Right, but she had a baby.
Well, tell me about her first. I'm interested in this woman. What was she?
It was a very...
She looked like a man in a dress.
I mean, I didn't grow up in a posh house or anything. And I'm not saying that if you live in a bit of a rough house, you're a bad person.
What did she look like?
But anyone can clean up.
Looked like Tony Green with a fag on.
They didn't clean up much, right?
Oh.
Which... Even if you've not got a lot of money, you can still try and make a place look nice.
Yeah.
Right? But she didn't, and a kid used to take a horse into the house.
Sorry.
Whoa, Neddy.
What do you mean a kid used to take a horse into the house? Where did they get a horse?
Must have nicked it from somewhere. Must have.
So you've seen a horse in it?
No. What, is that from outside the saloon round the corner?
Yeah, was it just tied up with a bit of...
Right?
Oh, that's great. Big Jake. I'm looking for it.
I'd been out.
Oh.
Sorry,
let me get this. This was before the lynching stopped or after.
Where'd he get a horse from? What do you mean he must have nicked it? His mum said, where'd you get that from? I bought it. All right, then. But keep it out of the kitchen.
I don't want you going Catelyn rustling.
Oh, where did he get a horse from, Carl? And how long did he have it for? Was he leading it or riding it? Mum, open the door, I can't stop!
I can't stop it. Open the patio door as well, I'll be...
Looks like we got us a runaway. What do you mean?
I don't know, but the thing is, they couldn't afford to buy one because they're not cheap. So I'm just guessing. Maybe that's wrong of me. But I think...
He had a horse?
Yeah, right. So
that's why the family didn't have any money. They'd spend it on the horse.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they would have bought it. So anyway...
Yeah, it's always to whisper, Carl, in case they're listening.
Yeah. And
they could
not,
be in the room next
it's
door.
It's not buying it. It's keeping it as well. Oh.
So I was, like, in the car with my dad, coming into the avenue, and you used to have to drive down it to turn round. And, you know, sort of go back to our house.
You had the traditional method of transport. Yeah.
And, the horse was in the lounge.
Reading a paper?
Just like walking around.
Oh, God!
What?
And when I was doing it, I tried to earn myself some money once by flogging little flowers in plastic cups.
What? This is genius! It just keeps coming! What do you mean you're trying to flog little flowers? What do you mean?
Well,
Wait. Let's play a record and come back to this, because it's always going to just unravel and unravel. It's going to go on for hours. Let's play a track,
Carl. It gets deeper and deeper. It's like an onion, isn't it?
We've created a whole world here where there's a man living with a horse.
Just walking around the lounge.
When I come from the West Country, I never heard anything like that.
I just think of a big sort of like orange carpet and a rediffusion telly and this horse going, I'm fed up in here.
Exactly.
This is really...
I am not taking the rubbish out again.
Yeah.
Right, play a record. Let's have Velvet Underground. We've got that lined up.
Oh, God.
The classic from the first album. I'm waiting for the man. Let's come back to the horse in a second.
Little flowers in pots. What do you mean?
Velvet Underground and Nico, which apparently peaked at a disappointing 171 in the US charts.
Think of that.
And that's obviously Lou Reed, the Velvet Underground, and Waiting for the Man.
Yeah, great track. So, we were talking, we were doing White Van Man, and we got onto,
we got onto genetically modified babies, but
and
somehow
then Carl started telling a story about someone with a horse, and then he got onto, he was trying to make money selling flowers. Just do the flowers briefly.
Well, hang on, I just want to recap slightly. So there was a family, and who had the horse in the family?
It was...
Because you lived on an estate in Manchester.
The mother was a right pig, apparently. Well, I don't know if that's
so
relevant.
You don't need to go that far.
But
what I'm trying to do is, like, make a picture for you so you understand
what a picture like? It is. Who did she look like?
Bit of a... And no disrespect to her. Bit like Pauline Quirk.
Quirky, yeah.
Right?
Okay. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. I knew it was going to be Pauline. Did she have any tats?
I've never got that close to it.
Okay, all right.
So who had the horse? Was this her son or her husband?
No, her daughter.
Her daughter had stolen a horse?
Yeah, from, I don't know where, I think it was some stables down the road or something.
And they kept the horse in the house with them?
They kept it in the house.
Did they get caught?
They didn't have it for long.
No.
So, and you said you were in the house one day and you saw the horse in there?
What happened was, I was, they did this thing at school about raising money for charity, right? For some local charity. And they said, you can do anything to raise money. And they came out with all these ideas, and I thought, that's good.
What was the charity?
I thought, forget the charity.
Yeah, that's
I'm
just
a
good money-making overweight.
So, you're a charity.
So, so I asked my mum for some, because she used to have a lot of flowers around the house.
Sure.
I said, can I just take some snippings off them? And I'll go and buy some plastic cups. And got some soil out of the garden. Planted the bits of plants in them.
Yeah.
Got a tray.
Yeah.
Had about 25 plants on it, selling them for 25 pence each.
Excellent. Did you sell any?
Yeah, sold loads.
Did you just cut them and stick them in
the
soil?
Yeah, they wouldn't have survived.
Oh.
But I think people sort of thought, well, good on him for trying. But anyway, so I went round to theirs, because I thought their house could do with a bit of colour and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit rough. So as I went...
The horse went, thank God for that breakfast. They've been feeding me kitty cat.
So I got up to the door, and they opened the door, and it was one of them houses where... No carpet.
Yeah. A horse in the living room.
You know.
We've all been there.
And the horse was walking around the living room.
Oh.
And it looked quite happy and everything, because I always say that about animals.
Black Beauty was on. Yeah.
Well, think about it, right? If you were a horse, where would you rather be? In a little wooden hut with a load of hay? Or in, like, a house with a...
Central
you know,
heating.
Three-piece suite and
sure.
a telly and that.
Telly and that!
No, but I was saying this the other day.
And an Atari.
Right? I was walking through London.
Commodore 64, yeah. Rubbish.
Exactly.
Walking through London with Suzanne, right?
Yeah.
And do you know, like, homeless people always have dogs? And
yeah.
She said, oh, I hope she looks after it. And I said, they've got... That dog is happier than most dogs.
Right.
Because people always walk past and give it a pat on the head.
Yeah.
It's with its owner all the time.
Yeah.
It's out in the open. It's not locked up in a house.
Yeah.
It doesn't eat, but other than that...
No, it does eat, though. They're always all right. So that's what I was saying. I think this horse... was doing all right for itself.
Well, not many horses have got their own house.
Exactly.
For a start, yeah.
But anyway, that's by the by. Yeah, so anyway, this family, who's a bit... What we were talking about, it was about cloning...
Genetically modified kids and all that stuff, yeah.
Right, now what I'm saying is, you could say, you know, right, Steve, you could have a baby, right? Mm-hmm. And Ricky could see it and say, God, I want one that looks like that.
Yeah.
Right?
It could happen, Rick.
So
come on, work with him.
So you take it to the doctors, and I don't know what they do. They inject it with something or whatever.
Yep, that's how it's done.
Yeah,
and get a little baby, and there it is. It looks the same. Now the thing is, you separate. You both go off and do your own things.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Now you look at Stephen. This is you look after your baby.
Yeah.
You treat it well. You give it good food and
I'm a good dad.
All the vitamins and stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Ricky just gives it cheese. Right. So then it changes its looks. It goes a bit fat. You know, it gets tired easily, and that sort of thing. Now, when this family...
Why am I just feeding a baby cheese?
Right, this family had a horse in the, in, you know, in their house.
Yeah.
They had a little baby. And my mum went round and said, you're not going to believe this, but it's a beautiful-looking baby. Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know. And the weird thing is, it was a good-looking kid. But as time went on, they didn't really look after it. And I'm not saying, like, abusing it, but it used to run around, it used to play out till, like, 10 at night.
Yeah.
It used to chase cars.
Right.
It was a bit...
Did it have hooves?
Yeah, no. No. Chase cars!
Right.
What sort of kid chases cars? Oh, God. Now, was it called Rover? The weird Did it catch sticks?
It's Liam, it was called, right?
Right.
Now, the weird thing is, it was a good-looking kid, but as time went on, and all that, like, not eating properly, and its hair was all patchy...
It's not Liam Gallagher, is it?
And chasing cars and that, and it became an ugly kid.
It's definitely Liam Gallagher.
And that's what I'm saying, right? You can you can clone all you like, but at the end of the day, it's how you're brought up.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Life.
Wow.
That was a hell of a point.
Oh, God.
But am I right?
You're always right, Carl.
Excellent. I'm looking at your face with me, Steve, and Carl. Mm. Carl, why have you got a headache? You got a headache?
Just a bit stressful because the moves on this week.
Are you moving heads?
Oh, by the way, the XFM listeners came round to my house and bought the food on and table.
Did they?
Were they happy with it?
Quite normal. They were well happy.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe the luck with it.
What do you mean quite normal? What do you mean quite normal?
Well, it's always a bit scared, isn't it, getting people round.
I imagine they were scared.
Well.
And were they excited to see you? Could they, I mean, they were, you know, could you tell that they were pretty pleased to see you?
No, I don't think so, I mean.
You're Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, but I, the fellas sort of, I mean, they brought the whole family round, which was a bit odd.
Well, it's not often they get the chance to visit a living freak.
Anyway. Anyway, no, they were nice.
And you're moving now. He said he phoned me up today. You know, it was absolutely tipping it down. He had to cycle in. Because he said, because of the move, he doesn't want to leave his bike around there. And he said, Suzanne, I can't say this in case he's listening, can I?
He won't know.
He said Suzanne's hired the oldest removal man in London.
You should hear him. And the thing is, right, we booked him because everyone else happened to be booked out, but this fella's free, right? So he called up this morning, and I've never spoke to him, but he was on the phone. He sounded about 90.
Yeah.
Can't think that he's going to have to do all the work.
And the thing is, right,
he wanted some Werther originals.
Yeah, right, listen, he seemed to be cheap because it's £50 an hour. But how long is it going to take him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's genius!
When's the move on then? When's the
end? He's coming round. He came round today to bring some empty boxes, and he was struggling with them. it actually happens on Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
I woke up this morning, yeah.
Feeling fine.
It's not a blues song. And I turned my phone on, and it was from Carl, and it went, "Forget it, I've made my mind up." And I thought,
wow,
what is that?
And I forget it. I've made my mind.
I went, Carl, what is it? He went, oh no, it's about the text I sent you last night. I went, well, what was it? I just got this text. He went, I was just wondering. I was lost thinking last night. He said, supposing you had to have your hands removed.
Sure.
Right? And the doctor said, well, you can either have them stay like that with stumps, or I can sew feet there. What would you have? And I was bleary-eyed, and I went, the stumps. He went, yeah. I went, all right. He went, yeah.
And then what was his follow-up text to that?
And then I got the text. It was obviously before it, and it went, and it was, like, quite serious. What would you do if surgeon had to remove your hands? Would you have stumps or the feet, right? Now, the way, when I said he's made his mind up, and I went, the stumps, he went, yeah. I think secretly he decided on the feet, but was too embarrassed to tell me.
There's a little bit of what would you do? Because
Why did you think of this?
Girlfriend's away, right?
Yeah, no, that's not why you start thinking bizarre surgery devices.
I'll let you into my little mind, right? Last night, I had some beans on toast, right? She was away.
It's good already.
She right. was away, so you had some beans on toast. Right. She went wild.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I was stood up. I live on, like, on a high street, right? So I'm washing up. I'm looking out the window. First thing that had me attention is I can look into other people's flats, right?
Yeah.
And it was weird how all these different lives were going on. I was watching them. And everybody had the telly on and was watching Volcano, right? Which was on last night.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's weird, right? I can see them all watching it. And it was like a little Chinese lad who was dancing around in some underpants. Yeah. And then there's a little old woman who lives downstairs who was reading a book. And she's always reading a book every night. And it's like, I have a better life than her. And then there's like some sort of bouncer who's always getting ready to go out late at night
yeah.
with all the black on. He looks like a bouncer. So I was watching all this life yeah. going on. I thought...
Did you witness a murder while you were doing this?
Yeah.
It was like that sort of Sliver film where that bloke had loads of tellies watching people's sure. lives. So that was going on in my mind. And then I was washing up and I picked up the plate and I thought, oh, it's amazing, isn't it? The human body. The way you can just sort of, you know, I want to pick that up. And you do.
Yes.
And the way your hands work, right? Yeah. You've got five little digits, but it's just the right amount to do what you've
yeah.
to do what you've got to do, right? So... So I'm cleaning the plate.
Sorry, Carl. Stop. It's just the right amount. Might be one of the most genius things I've ever heard said. I would love David Attenborough to phone you up and say, Carl, how do I word this about the evolution of the mammalian front limb? Just go, we'll just say it's the right amount.
But it is.
It
one,
is.
One
of course
extra
it is.
Would get in the way.
Yeah.
And one less would just make it that little bit more tricky when picking up a bit of a slippery dish.
Sure, or buying gloves.
Yeah. A slippery dish.
So then I was thinking, imagine like going to the doctors and he's saying, yeah, everything's all right, your heart's good and everything, but...
Your heart's good? What, your Larry's or...?
Yeah, your heart, yeah. You're in good form and what sure. have you. It's good news, you know, I had Gianno in earlier. He's not looking good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
fat
but
yeah.
you're all right, but your hands need to come off.
Right. Blimey. But, that's bad. Like, I'd get a second opinion initially.
But a bit of good news, I've got a nice pair of feet I can
sure.
sort you out with.
Yeah.
And he puts them on, and then I was thinking, right, first of all, washing up, what would that be like? But
Steve!
That'd be tricky. Right. Yeah. And then the second thing was, it'd probably ruin the sort of the shape of your jumper.
Because you have to keep putting the feet through there. Yeah.
And then I thought, but I could still cycle in.
Okay.
To work.
You could run in.
Well, that's the thing.
You'd be really fast.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I thought I could still cycle because I could balance. And then I thought, but the only thing is, I probably couldn't pull the brakes because of the little short things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like you, I thought, but then again, you're running in half the time. So that's what was going on in last night.
Right.
That's what I was thinking about.
Sure. Did you?
How long did this take?
Well, how long does it take to wash up?
Right, because I imagine you just being there for, like, all night.
Probably 25 minutes.
How long did the little Chinese fella dance for in his pants?
He's always doing it. Last night he was at it for, like, 10 minutes.
Just, yeah.
And his girlfriend never sits in the same room as him. She's always sat in the bedroom.
She's going, you dance in pants again, I go in next door.
Well, she was in the bedroom. She's always in the bedroom, sat on the floor, on the mobile phone.
Right.
All the time, yeah, it's weird how people's lives are just like, it is like that Groundhog Day thing, it's like, you know, he's jumping about in his underpants, the old woman sat there reading a book.
Yeah.
And that's what got me thinking about my life.
Do you think she ever
are you sure she's not dead? Every time you look down there, she's just flicking through it, she's just reading this book. The pages never turn. She never seems to finish it. She never moves from her chair.
Are you sure the Chinese
her cats
going,
are dead around her?
I'm going into next door again. That little round-headed fella's
smell.
Looking in. He's looking in at me. The bouncer goes, don't worry, love, I'll go and beat him up. But he's
true.
Always getting ready.
That's true.
They see you staring at and washing up going, I could have feet here. And they get scared. The woman's dead. Oh,
Carl,
dear.
Can you tell us roughly which neighbourhood you live in so that we know?
It's central.
Central, is it?
Yeah.
Wow, imagine if that little... Was he a Chinese fella, did you say?
Yeah.
Imagine if he was listening now. I'd love him to call in and explain his actions.
Well, he might be on some other radio station talking about a lad who's always washing up and looking at his hands in a mysterious way.
Yeah.
But do we know this doctor that would go, well, all right, Carl, I've got... You could either leave him as stumps... Or I've got every little pair of feet. Why? I told Jane this, and Jane went, is that the only choice? Is he? Could you say, could I have some dead man's hands? Have you got any? Where do you get the feet from?
Where do you get the fruit from? Can I have? What would you rather have then? Human feet or monkey paws?
Well, I mean, that wasn't an option last night. If the doctors said...
No, it was an option last night, but don't forget, it's in your head, Carl. This didn't happen.
I'm just saying, at the time, that's all the doctor had to offer.
But, you know, it's your head. You can go anywhere. No, it wasn't a real doctor to offer. It's in your head. You can go anywhere. You're not trapped.
Yeah, but if you can do anything, then you'd say we'll sort us out some other hands.
Fair point. The fair record. Hello. You're listening to the best of, basically, Carl Pilkington.
Right, you ready then? So, just in case you haven't heard it before, I give you some initials of a band or an artist.
We're not doing Rockbusters now, are we?
Yeah, I thought, well, we've just...
Oh, then we could keep that going. Then we've got... Well, I love educating Ricky. That's my favourite thing now.
Well, what do you want to do, Steve?
It's just
sort of bigged up the prizes.
And so this is only by email. Give the email address out now for people to write it down now, Carl.
Right, it's ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Only entries on email.
Yeah.
You're going to get 3 clues. You've got to get them all right.
And you win all the
stuff. You win all those prizes we just said. Okay, Carl, go on then.
Right, and just a quick example. One of the first ones we did, it was like AK, and the clue was Exploding Pet.
Yeah.
And it was Atomic Kitten, right? Yeah. So you understand how it works now. These are your clues. The first one, that army has got some well nice trenches.
That army has got some well nice trenches. Excellent.
Yeah. And the initials there are DW.
Do you write some of the questions for 15 to 1?
Go on.
So that army has got some
similar phrasing.
Trenches, okay.
Okay.
The second one.
What were the initials there, Carl, on that person?
DW.
DW.
Yeah. Right. The second one. The top of them curtains are all wrecked. All the materials all worn.
He acts it out, though. We've got to get him on telly. We have got to get him on telly because his little face and his gestures.
That's the second one. The initials being HV. Okay. The top of those curtains are wrecked. All the materials all worn out. Right, HV. And the final one is the final clue. I was in Texas the other week, right? I tripped and landed on my knees in a puddle.
what's the
initials? WH for that one. So I was in Texas, I tripped up, landed on my knees in a puddle. So that's WH.
Incredible.
He's got it!
Is it great?
It's fantastic! It's desperate.
Okay, tell me during the record. Tell me during the record. Okay. You're playing for these compilation albums. We've got the Fatboy Slim DVD, Linda Green on VHS, and of course, Executive Decision, starring Kurt Russell as well.
We're playing 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant. We're not actually here. It's the best of. Okay, what's the next one? What's the educating Ricky?
I don't know. See, like I say, I was looking around and there's stuff that is interesting. Right, I was looking on the web.
But there's no point.
Well, it's just that I found one about...
what's the point?
About a lad who, 8 years old, but he's still breastfed. Now, I don't know if you can get anything out of that.
Is that what his mum said? So, what do you mean? I don't know if I can get anything out of that. You don't need to.
No, it's just that. You know,
where did you read that?
That was on the internet.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're always unspecific when you mention it. It's just it was on the internet.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to think what I put in. I think I put in Y to see if I'd confuse a computer. I did a search, put in Y, and it came up with funny things that, like, why is this person doing that, why is that? And it had a picture of this 8-year-old lad, sort of, you know, on his mum's nipple. And it was saying, you know, is this healthy?
You sure that wasn't asking you that question?
I put in Y
just to confuse the computer.
Like the computer going, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, look, last week I was walking home with him and I went, he was saying something stupid and I went, I've got a competition for next week. Let's do a phone in and it's called Carl Pilkington, genius or fool.
Yeah.
Right? And he went, no. No. I went, why not? He went, well, it'd be confusing because they say there's no difference between genius and being a fool.
We do, though, don't we?
No, but it's rubbish, and people say there's a fine line between madness and genius, and, you know, it's a ridiculous soundbite. They don't say there's a fine line between a genius and an idiot.
Well, the people who do are idiots.
Yeah.
So what would you do there, though, just to sort of wrap that little thing up? What would you do? That lad loves his mum's milk.
What are you asking me to come up with?
No, I'm just...
A title for the story?
No. It's just what would you do?
Right, what do you mean, what would I do?
Well, it's causing a bit of a problem in the area, right?
What area?
In America, I think it was.
Oh, America are a problem, are they? George Bush is worried about this kid who's breastfeeding
right,
at 8.
Imagine it like this, right?
Right. So, Carl, what are you asking me about this spurious story you saw on the internet?
I saw on the internet, there's an 8-year-old lad, he likes his mum's milk, and it's saying, is this right? Should it
No, it's not,
on?
But what
do you want Ricky to do about it? It's not his responsibility.
Yeah.
No, but the little town that he lives in, they're all causing an uproar, right? Going, this isn't right, you know, no. I can't let my kid play out in case he's in the garden with his mum getting a bit hungry, right? So,
oh, God.
What should they do? Because his mum's saying, well, he likes it.
Yeah.
And he, you know, what do you do?
I don't know the laws.
No, but I'm not asking you to sort out the laws. I'm just saying, if you lived in that neighbourhood, what would you say? If you went up to him and said, look, everyone's getting a bit fed up with this, love.
I'd say, what would I do? What do you mean, what would I do? what are you asking me?
Right, it doesn't matter.
No. What are you asking me? What are you asking me and Steve and the public?
I'm just saying, say if you live next door to this woman.
Yeah.
Right? The kid's hungry, 8 years old. He's out playing on his bike and he goes, Mum, I'm getting a bit peckish. And he goes, all right, son. She whops one out. and he starts having his milk, right? You live next door, you're putting your washing out and you see this going on. You're getting a bit sick of it because it's gone on for months.
8 years, I see.
Why is it your business? Why are you such a nosy neighbour that you're concerned?
What would you do, Carl? Let's turn it back on him. Yeah. What would you do?
What's your solution?
What would you do?
Well, I thought I'd say, right, why are you doing this? And she'd say, because he likes it. And I go, all right then, put it in a bowl first.
Jesus!
So and you think that would sort that out?
No, because I was thinking about the whole thing, right, and you do that when you're a baby, and everything's all right, innit?
Yeah.
No one bats an eyelid at a little baby having a bit of milk from its mum's breast, right?
Yeah. You'd almost say it was natural.
But you grow out of it. It's like, you don't see. It got me thinking about things you don't see. And you don't see.
Did you put this into a computer? Show me things you don't see.
What else don't you see?
Well, you don't see, like, an old man having a Twix. You never... So what?
You know the terrible thing about all this, Steve, is he's right.
You don't see an old man.
No, I know that's a terrible thing.
So what they have got, right, they've made old man toffees, haven't they? They've come up with rollers.
Is that a song? Oh God! You don't see an old man.
So they've got their Werthers, right?
Yeah.
So,
look at him! You think he's giving a lecture at Oxford?
It's not coming anywhere.
No, go on, sorry. Go on.
I'm just saying.
Right.
You grow out of things.
Yeah.
And the old man, I'm sure when he was a kid, he'd have a Twix.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't look right, so he's having.
It doesn't look right!
So.
Right.
I don't think Werther's originals were specially designed for old people. I think they were sweets that just happened to have been made for years. Mm. That's why old people eat them.
Yeah.
They didn't go, hang on, there's a market here. I've noticed old people aren't eating Twixes. Quick, let's make some old man sweets.
But the little advert, he gives it to his grandson as well, doesn't he? He goes, I'll have a Werther's original.
No, I think it cuts there before he throws it back in his face and goes, get me a Twix.
Did you see the stylish?
You've been voting in all week, sending your emails. So here's the clips that you wanted.
You've got a real problem with Rick Waller, haven't you?
He turns my stomach.
I know, but don't...
Because he's arrogant as well,
exactly,
though.
Exactly. That's
the problem.
Don't explain to people that...
No, he is a bit arrogant.
It's his whole thing, it's the whole package, so to speak, that you don't
Well, there's another thing in this quote, because...
It's not just the fact that he eats too much.
He tried, apparently, to lose some weight, and he said, the first month I lost 11 pounds, the next I lost a stone, but in the third my body did somersaults and I put on 9 pounds. I had a slip-up. I can't say when, why, why or how, but it just sneaked up on me.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Don't that's believe quite, it just sneaked
that,
up on me.
That him. Body's never done a somersault in its life.
No. It just sneaked up on him.
Yeah.
It was the cakes again.
Yeah.
It was the same old cakes as before. It was exactly the same problem.
Sleep eating.
Yeah.
It's called.
It was the KFC bucket again. It was the family-sized KFC bucket for breakfast.
Dear. Poor man. The other thing is that I think that's a very good shock tactic for a doctor to tell a 20-something, well, to be honest, you've got 20 years to live.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, and when I was 20, the thought of dying at 40 was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't want to live to 40. Yeah. I just thought, oh, what can you do when you're 40?
Yeah.
Just laying around doing nothing.
Eating cheese. And then you got there and you discovered.
No, but someone sent me something. Sophie here sent me something and she said, I realise you're not Graham Norton, but I had to send you this. And she sent me the top of a little cream cheesy thing. And it's the brand name is Gervais.
Oh, God, that is. They've named a cheese after you.
I think it's a big French company and this is from the Czech Republic. It's all over Europe. And so
that would be a dream come true, wouldn't it, if they named a cheese after
you? No, I think it's probably, you know, ancestors. And so I've cheeses in my blood.
Sure.
Quite literally.
It literally is, yeah. Another heavy Friday night, was it?
It comes out of pores like those Play-Doh things. Yeah. I can squeeze out different shapes.
Jane, bring the Stilton in. It's Friday night.
Oh, this isn't fried.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we can't really have a go at Rick Waller. I eat too much, but
you're not big. And then one of the other contestants on the Fat Club, another one is Jono Coleman.
Oh, we love Jono.
Now, Jono, I don't know, you know Jono, he's that guy who does, he used to be on TV and I think he does a breakfast show on a rival station, doesn't he?
He's happy, isn't he?
He's so trivial, and he's a really nice bloke, Jono, but...
It's funny, because he does a breakfast show on Heart, which is wrecking his own... There's a bit of irony.
Oh, I love Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love you.
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's good.
But we've met Jono a couple of times. We saw him at a couple of, not wishing to say not to show off, but a couple of awards dues.
Yeah. And that's showing off. But was he dead there?
Well, yeah, but we went to one where everyone was in, like, tuxedos or suits and ties. Not Jono. Jono was wearing a pair of Bermuda shorts.
Big Bermuda
and
shorts. Knee-length Bermuda shorts with just these little...
But I saw him again another time and he had shorts on at a similar event, and I've seen him since in the street and he's all, I'm wondering if he can wear trousers. I don't think he can actually wear trousers. I don't know if there's a medical reason for that, whether he's just, his legs are too fat.
I think the material is a waste of money. I think it's just that you can get shorts that big and they're comfortable and, you know, to be quite honest, I don't want to squeeze into a tuxedo anyway.
Mm.
So, if you can go, I'd love to turn up those things in Bermuda shorts.
Well, of course.
Flip-flops.
Do you think he started off by wearing, maybe he just had the upper half was a tuxedo with the tie
and then
thing,
the shorts
and the shorts underneath, and he would just have to come in to kind of sneak behind, you know, a sideboard.
Potted plant.
Or a potted plant, or bring his kids ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know, you're wearing trousers, aren't you?
Of course I am. In you go.
Kids
move a bit.
Well, no.
Of course I'm wearing trousers.
Why would I'm wearing trousers.
And then you just thought, oh, this isn't fooling anyone.
So now I'm going to make a wacky effort to sort of, you know.
The next phone is, I've heard he's going in a grass skirt and a garland around his, and he's going to come in limboing.
But you did ask if you could go to the BAFTAs in a dressing game, didn't you?
Just for ease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, right, is this talking about diets and stuff, right?
Go on.
They've come up with a drug that, They tested it out on a mouse, right? They said, you know, it's a problem that weight is a big issue in the world and, you know, a lot of people are depressed and that, probably like Rick Waller.
Well, right? I'm depressed looking at Rick Waller.
Well, you know.
Oh.
I mean, you could sort out Rick by, you know, Jono is an old man, he's got loads of money.
He's not old.
No, but he's getting on a bit, right?
He's about
What I mean is he does his own shopping, right? So I bet it's hard.
What do you mean?
Because he's like, how old is he? 35. Right, he's got loads of money, he does his own shopping, so when he goes to the supermarket and he passes, you know, the sponge cake section, it must be tough when you've got loads of money to burn that you go, oh, just one more, one more.
We are getting close to libel here, I think.
No, but I'm saying how it is, because I've tried, like, losing a little bit of weight.
Have you?
And it is difficult when you're in Waitrose and you see a little chocolate muffin and you think, well, one more and I'll do without...
Do you like a little chocolate muffin now and again?
Yeah, right.
Is that your favourite thing?
So the thing
is... Let
him finish his point.
So the thing is, right, now with Rick, he lives at home with his mum, so why doesn't his mum just say, I'm going to buy less this week, and if you eat it all, you're not getting any more?
Yeah.
Does
he live
a short, sharp shot?
I bet he does.
You don't actually know if this is true or not.
No, but anyway, right, so this drug they've come up with...
They've tested this on mics, haven't they? No, I'm worried if they haven't tested it on mics.
Thank mouse. God for that.
It's definitely been tested on mics.
Definitely.
They fed a mouse a load of cake.
Yeah.
Right? And it went a little bit chubby and they said, right, stop a minute. And then they gave it this drug that makes you lose weight.
Yeah.
And its weight went down, but the only bad side effect was its eyes were popping out.
Well, that seems to be fine then. Let's give it to Jono. There doesn't seem to be any problem.
Oh, Richard gets some of that.
Yes, truth, Doc, look at these. Oh, Jesus, Jono, your eyes are popping out. That happened to the mice. Mm. Sorry? That happened to the mice.
Mm, but what do
you mean?
That's the option.
What do you mean that's the option?
So I love the fact that your choice is either be like a fat, happy man who has the odd sponge cake or a stick man with eyes on stalks. I mean, Steve's chosen that.
All right, calm down. I thought we were slagging off Rick Waller and fat people.
Sorry, mate.
Let's have a go at the fat people before we start on me, really.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I forgot.
You know, I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
Because I've got some issues, even body issues.
I know.
But I mean, Rick Waller's grotesque, you know.
Yeah, sorry about
that. I'm just a little bit weird. I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, should we play a song? And
well, I'm just a little bit offended.
All right, XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, not here. It's the best of. You've been voting in all week, sending your emails. So here's the clips that you wanted.
So let's take us back a few steps, Carl. What's the story?
Right, so I did some research.
Right. Let's just recap again. There was a guy you read about who had his head chopped off. He was guillotined.
Yeah.
He had said to the people around him,
"Count my
I am
blinks.
Going to blink once I've had my head cut off
so
to show
the brain
life
can still
or the brain can continue to work after death." Okay, so yeah, we queried that.
So you weren't having any of it?
Well, no, possibly for a few seconds till the oxygen stops being fed to the cells because the blood has drained away. But you know, nothing spectacular. So
right,
go on.
Well, along the similar sort of lines, right? This is quite a few years ago. This fella sort of upset the royal family doing something, right?
Uh-huh.
So they said that this isn't good.
It wasn't Ben Outland at that Jubilee thing, was it?
I can't remember what it was, and they said, right,
that was terrible.
We're gonna cut your head off. You've gotta show people that you can't be doing what you've been doing.
What was this, the 1970s? What did you say a couple of years ago? You mean maybe sort of...
Was it the olden days when the phones weren't very good?
Ages ago.
Yeah.
Ages ago, sure.
So, fair enough.
Yeah.
So...
Very philosophical.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. You watching this
cut your head off.
This was literally ages ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Simon Sharma's History of Britain.
Yeah, yeah. And even before that, which is before, when it was all mental and different. Sorry, Carl, go on.
So he's having his head cut off, but he's resigned to it.
It's the day before, he's kind of got it into his head now that I'm not going to have my head much longer.
Sure.
So he said, let's make use of this.
Yeah.
He said, I wonder how long, the body can stay alive without the head on it, right? So they were like, oh, I don't know. So,
Who were?
So...
The jailers?
Whoever he was
asking. The jailers with one eye.
Yeah.
Get that tongue.
So he said,
no, wait a minute, I've got an interesting scientific experiment, jailer. Well, fair enough.
What is it?
So, he said, what I want to do, right, he said, you know, surely it's my last right. You know, I'm gonna be dead tomorrow.
Sure.
So let's.
He
do a
didn't
test.
Draw it out this long, did he?
Yeah. He said, let's test this out. You know, okay, he said, do us a favour. He said, you know, it's my last day. What I want you to do is, you're gonna cut my head off. Let's put a white line on the floor.
Right.
And see if you know, because there's no point asking how far he can sort of walk without an head if there isn't a line, because you don't know what to count. Do you know what I mean? If it's just if he loses his head and he's running around all over the place. You can't really count
that's
that.
That's not impressive enough, yeah.
So they said, let's make a white line.
Sure,
yeah. Who said this? He did or they did?
I think they started to join in with him and saying, well, let's make this a...
Sure.
Know.
You guess it. Go on.
So,
they got Norris McWhirter, though. The Guinness people.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they said, let's get this white line.
Yeah.
And,
Dedication's all he needs.
We'll do this. We'll do this tomorrow. He said, all right, then. I'll see you in the morning.
I'll see you in the morning! Night-night, sleep tight. Bye-bye.
I love the fact that God knows exactly what was said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. He doesn't know the story or what order it is in or when
but
it
he
was.
He knows exactly what was said.
Or who says what, but he knows the interview. All right, then, see you in the morning. Bye. Oh, kissy, kissy, kissy.
Oh, I'm not like that. Oh, you joker.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
well, anyway.
So he gets up.
Do you want a paper tomorrow? No, I'm all right. Go on.
He gets up and they say, right, you know, today's the day and that. And he said, well, you know, I've got used to the idea. So here's a white line for you.
Got used to the idea. Go on.
So they go, right, are you ready then? And he said, I go on. And they cut his head off. And the body walked 32 steps without a head.
Wow.
32 steps.
Incredible.
And that's the lesson, really.
Did it get as far as the it walked along the white line, did it?
Yeah, it stayed along the white line, did 32 steps, and then started to stumble a bit, and it just fell over.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a test that your body can still keep alive for a little bit.
Yeah.
When you've lost your head.
Absolute twaddle. Absolute twaddle.
What do you reckon you can do, then, without an head? How many steps?
Nothing. There'd be muscular spasm, right? Yeah.
It would twitch a bit.
It would, yeah. You could not distinctly take 32 steps.
Mm-hmm.
The body could, well, don't.
Yeah.
Ah, it's the doctor still on the line. Yeah. The fella that bought 6 parrots.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could have got 32 steps.
Right, so you don't believe that.
Doing a bit of line dancing.
Right, you don't believe that. For something that you do believe that a cockroach can live a week without an head.
It can.
Hmm.
Slightly different. Slightly different kettle of fish there.
Why?
Well, insect to human is what I'm thinking. Yeah, that difference.
There's not that much difference in some insects. Do you know that a snake has a heart and lungs and kidneys and stuff?
Go on.
No, well, I'm just saying.
So?
You're making out as if, like, they're a totally different, like,
species. I am making out. I mean, call me old-fashioned.
Do you know what you're talking about? I don't want you embarrassing yourself, Rick.
Yeah, I am suggesting they're totally different beings. Yeah, that is, yeah. Now, Carl, the cockroach is a very different thing. The interesting there is that it lives without its head, because a lot of it's on, some of them are phototropic, chemotropic, some of them just literally have irritation and muscle memory. I mean, they do have a central nervous system, but it's very different. So if you lose the head, it bypasses a lot of that anyway. All this is run around. The reason it dies is because it can't take on water. But it's very different to a man, right, having consciousness and then losing that. And the body's still going, no, I remember what I was going to do here.
Yeah, so
I'm
going to
carefully walk 32 steps along this white line. Imagine just looking down going, oh, missed a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe the head was in the corner going, left, left, left. Oh, he's now. Ooh.
Well, let's just put it out. I mean, if anyone listening has maybe had a relative beheaded, maybe in a horrendous car accident, where they got up, maybe they went for a walk, they had a little chat before they passed
dear
on.
Carl.
Get in touch.
You are my favourite being. You are my favourite species.
Now, you, Carl, may not be particularly different genetically from a cockroach.
You are.
Why can cockroaches
speaking.
Do that? Why whoever made them went?
Let's play a record.
Do you know what I told him this fact? I send him little facts on text messages just to inflame his, you know, interest. I just sent him a cockroach can live 9 days without its head. Mm. He texted back, "What's the point of that?"
Yeah.
What's the point
of that? They're not doing experiments. These cockroaches.
It's a boring last week to have.
Anyway, and on top of all that, you're thirsty. So yeah. It's the worst week of your life, isn't it? That week without your head.
XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky James, with me Stephen Merchant.
Hello.
You're listening to the best of, basically, Carl Pilkington.
Carl's all flustered because there isn't a record set up and he's getting all tizzy. He's been more worried about his competitions and sorting out putting records on ready.
What? I'm after Steve's Song for a Lover.
Well, I'll tell you what, why didn't you carry on with your educating Ricky section? I'll have a look on the CD.
We'll keep it going, Steve.
Yeah, cover. You
can go on. Go on then, right, okay. We've had a few emails. Anyone got it right, Carl?
Anyway, yeah, Ricky, educating Ricky, that's the final one. We've got to get that out of the way.
We've got to get Rockbuster as well, though.
We can do that at the end. We can
go on, then.
But we've only got 5 minutes left.
Come on, just do educating Ricky.
Right.
Oh, God.
The last one that we haven't done is, he's a bit of a nuisance.
Go on, then.
Again, not really that interesting.
Thanks.
I spoke to you in the week, and he had much better things, like when I tell you about Brian Blessed climbing Everest. And for some reason it made him, played havoc with his belly and...
What?
He followed through and he had to clean up.
Shat himself?
Yeah, using ice and snow.
Why are you telling me that Brian Blessed... in what way is telling me that Brian Blessed shit himself once in any way educational?
Because I was saying how
he was climbing Everest, right?
Right.
I'll give it to him, he's an actor and that, but he gave that a go.
Yeah.
Right, he played...
What's the point of that, you'd say, wouldn't you?
You'd say, God, he's you know...
So he's all right. Me doing a boxing match for no reason is rubbish, but him climbing Everest and shitting himself...
Yeah, he did that.
..is commendable.
Right, and he's only gonna, like, go and do it again. He's gonna climb it again.
Yeah, but he might not shit himself this time.
Yeah, what's the point in going? Nothing's changed up there.
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
good.
Well, it has. They've probably, cleared out by now. Right, but, it's slip on it.
I can't really bother just telling you this one, because...
Come on! Do it now!
Steve, how are we doing?
Look, no, never mind that. Look, just tell me what that means. Oh, he's a nuisance. Oh, this is so annoying, Carl. I'm going to go mental.
Right,
talk.
Right, listen, I'm just putting this in here, right? Right, nuisance. He's a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah.
Apparently, the old fella who used to hang people.
1700s.
Yeah. He used to be able to tell somebody's weight just by looking at him. Right? That's a bit of a bonus fact.
We'll be the judge of that.
The thing that I wanted to tell you is, money for old rope, do you know what I'm saying? I can't even be bothered.
Yes, you're going to tell me now. Come on, Carl.
No,
I mean it.
Basically, money for old rope came from the... Right.
What was all that about? He can tell someone's weight. What was
the
that
bonus
for?
Fact.
And blind breasted, shitting himself. What are you... What? No, tell you... No, tell me... That now, you nearly made me swear then. Just, I'm getting really annoyed. I'm getting really annoyed now. Tell me this back, Carl, or I'm gonna go mental. Come on, Carl, time's running out.
Not that people, years ago, when people used to be hung, right?
Right.
If you didn't like the person who's been hung, you'd go, God, I really don't like him. And so you never forget the time.
Because if they're being hung, we take that as red.
Yeah. So they never forget afterwards to get the hangman to get the rope. And to cut it up into little pieces, and he'd sell them. He'd sell the little pieces of rope to people.
See, Carl, that's the most interesting thing, if it's true, that you've come up with.
Right, okay. And so they sell the rope?
They sell the rope, and it's money for old rope.
Money for old rope.
Meaning, like, you know, God, it's easy to make money, that all I have to do is cut it up and sell it.
Yeah. I'm cynical.
I'm not so convinced,
right, listen, we're really tight. We haven't even got time for a last joke. We've got an ad break and we've got to give out...
Okay, give the answers then. This is ridiculous.
So, come Steve, on. Do you want to pick a winner?
I've got a winner when you give us the answers.
Okay, so the first clue was, that army has got some well nice trenches.
Yeah.
That was DW.
Who's that?
Dandy Warhols.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. All right. It's good, yeah.
The second one. The top of them curtains are wrecked. All the material is worn. Yeah. HV. That's Holly Valance.
Oh, he got a phone call for a woman saying that I haven't heard it. And she went, he was talking to her off air. And she went, what is it? Someone says, oh, them curtains. She went, all right. He said, you know the thing on the top of the curtain is a palmet, not a valance. And he went, cut her off.
Yeah, but. My auntie's always making balances on everything. I'll tell you about that next week. Right?
I'm looking forward to that.
Right. Is this the one that farted for 5 minutes?
Yeah, the very same. Yeah. Right? So, we'll talk about that. I was in Texas, I tripped up, I landed on my knees in a puddle, WH.
Yeah.
Wetney Houston. Right?
Wetney Houston.
Yeah.
So, you're a maniac.
So, who's a winner?
We've got Pete, Catherine and Laura in Newcastle upon Tyne. They're listening online, I assume, and they're going to get those great pieces. And remember, they've got loads of stuff. They've got the DVD here, they've got Linda Green, they've got Stone Roses, they've got another compilation, and Executive Decision.
Where did you read about Brian Blessed? Is it actually true, or have you libelled someone else?
It was an interview with him in it.
And what did he say? Come on, what did he say?
He said, I climbed Everest and I played off it with me belly... Let's talk about it next week. We've really run out now.
Oh, you're a fool.